South Africa's former deputy president, Jacob Zuma, was acquitted today of rape in a politically charged trial that captured the attention of the nation. The trial made headlines not just for its salacious content, but because Zuma, the former head of the South African AIDS Council, shocked many by arguing that there was little danger that he would contract HIV from unprotected sex with his accuser, and that taking a shower after intercourse reduced the risk of transmission. Zuma says the sex was consensual. The verdict set off celebrations among his supporters in the courtroom and across the street from the courthouse, while women's groups, anti-rape protesters, and AIDS activists were dismayed by the verdict. Alex Yeltsev is a senior general reporter for the Star Daily newspaper in Johannesburg. He's with us by phone from that city. I apologize for the difficulties with your name. Thanks very much for being with us.
Hi there. Good day.
You've been covering the scene outside the courtroom after the verdict. What was it like?
Well, we were covering it before the verdict and after the verdict. The morning started out quite slow. A couple of hundred of Jacob Zuma's supporters gathered around the court. They'd been there overnight and basically just chanting and singing away. The police stood between them and the courtroom and kept things at bay for a while. You know, the tension grew as the day progressed. You know, more supporters were shipped in from other provinces by buses. And the fears from the journalists and from the police side was, you know, what would a guilty verdict bring? The supporters were very militant. They were chanting war cries and saying that war was going to break out if their leader was convicted. Luckily, you know, the not guilty verdict came in and things didn't end up violently as they could have.
Yet the woman who accused Zuma, well, she's gotten witness protection. I think her house has been attacked a couple of times. There's clearly been some concern now that women will be reluctant to come forward with rape allegations.
Well, absolutely. I mean, her house was burgled twice while this whole trial was carrying on. It's been reported in the last couple of days that she will, in fact, be going overseas because her safety just cannot be guaranteed here. You know, the Zulus are very kind of militant and the Khoisas and the difference between them. So, you know, it's a very tricky situation. And certainly to the women's group who were supporting her outside, you know, this does come as a huge blow. I know that our national prosecuting authority, who initiated and prosecuted the case, have asked everybody not to see this judgment as a reason not to kind of report rape cases and other crimes. You know, they want to maintain and tell people that they must believe in the judiciary and keep reporting these kind of cases.
Jacob Zuma, of course, was a prisoner on Robben's Island, later led the ANC's military campaign, a hero of the anti-apartheid resistance, yet his troubles are not over, are they?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, from here, he will go down to another court case, which he will have to face later on in July. He'll go down to Pietermaritzburg to face charges of corruption. He has two charges there. And basically, it's all to do with an arms deal that one of our businessmen, Shabir Sheikh, was involved in. And the judge that sentenced and convicted Shabir Sheikh referred to the relationship between Jacob Zuma, who was our former deputy president, and this businessman, Shabir Sheikh, as genuinely corrupt. So, you know, Jacob Zuma will have to answer to those cases in the next couple of months. So his supporters, his legal team called this a victory of round one. Round two is coming up in the next couple of months.
This is the first big political trial of South Africa in South Africa, I guess, since
of since people, 1994.
Since 1994, all right. And how are people reacting to it? Is it viewed to some degree as one part of the ANC trying to get at the other part?
Absolutely. Look, I mean, this is the story of our country at the moment. I mean, all eyes were on this case. You know, the rape case itself is obviously very sensitive, but what it symbolizes is this kind of rift in the ANC, the African National Congress. The problem is obviously between the Zulus and the Khoisas, who are the two tribes. Khoisas are the people who are in the government at the moment. Our president, Thabo Mbeki, and his deputy president are both Khoisas. And the Zulu believe that this is a huge conspiracy from the Khoisas to try and prevent Jacob Zuma, who is a Zulu, from becoming the next president. The supporters today refused to accept this. They said, you know, they had very, very bitter placards saying, "Mbeki, go to hell and wait until the elections in 2007, which will be where the next successor is chosen, then to go into elections in 2009.
Alex Yeliseff, I'm afraid we're out of time, but thank you very much for being with us today. Alex Yeliseff, senior general reporter for the Star Daily newspaper in Johannesburg. He joined us by phone from there. I'm Neil Cownan, NPR News in Washington.